MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Hilton Kohner, CEO, Discovery Bank. The group had the results out, and of course, Discovery Bank, 30% increase in clients, 39% increase in advances, and a 26% increase in deposits. Hilton, appreciate the time. We chatted at mid-year. The bank was then profitable for a month. You're now profitable for the entire period. What happened? Are you sending profits up to group level? Do you keep them internal to continue growth and advancing the business?
So, Simon, I think the bank is kind of just breaking through that profitability. What was interesting is that over the period, as you say, we crossed over to monthly profitability just at the end of the calendar year, and this half year was fully profitable. And for the year, actually cash flow positive in the bank as well. So in theory, the option to start to return some of the capital invested in the bank will start to materialize. But at the moment, it's really just funding continued growth. And the growth of the bank is really strong. It's good quality. And so we continue to invest in that. And we should see it come through over time. We've set some very, very big ambitions. And, you know, I think we have to be able to really fund that given the growth of the balance sheet. So the option will be there, I think, hopefully in time. But at the moment, we're just focused on really kind of growing all of the key metrics.
I take a point in that. And you got 30% increase in total clients. How many clients do you have now, and how many are using you as their primary bank, depositing a salary in?
We've got about 1.3 million clients, and we're over 3 million accounts. So most clients actually have more than one account with us, savings product or a credit card, a secondary card, a secondary account. And we're seeing really, really good engagement in the bank. So, you know, salaries are obviously one metric that we look at. But for us, it's actually just one of many, you know, in terms of understanding our front of wallet, the primary card that clients are using, but also how many times a month they use our bank app as an example. So we know that our clients use our bank app nearly every day on average. So about 22 to 23 times a month, they're in the bank and really engaging very actively. It's a really exciting space to be, but I think the bank is very much kind of front and center for a lot of our clients.
Using the bank every day, or the app rather, every day. I mean, I doubt that's for financial transactions. That would be, I mean, some of it would be the behavioral, some of it would be sort of just checking in and, I don't know, managing their finances perhaps. I mean, I bank a lot, but I mean, every day is a heck of a lot.
Yeah, so it's the nature of the bank, and I think its position in Discovery as well. So, you know, if you think about a bank, it is probably the most frequently used financial services product to begin with. And a digital bank of our nature, where we're encouraging people to bank healthily through our model, encourages even more engagement. So real-time budgeting, tracking of expenses, the ability to book flights and use our ecosystems really makes it very engaging. And then on top of that, you have other aspects of the Discovery portfolio. So our active rewards program, which is one of our most engaging, where people get rewarded for physical activity, for driving well, you know, those are embedded in the Discovery Bank app. So, you know, if you want to see how close are you to closing your physical activity rings and achieving your goals and playing our game boards every week and earning miles, which is our shared value currency, all of that's in the bank app. So we find that, you know, our clients are really, really engaged, and they're earning incredible rewards through the mechanism.
How are home loans doing? If my memory is correct, you launched them middle of last year. How's take-up been in that regard?
It's a really good take-up. You know, I think the home loan market itself has been a tough one over the last year. You know, I think consumers were stretched and interest rates were high. So we launched kind of almost at the, I guess, at the bottom of the cycle. And we've reported over 2 billion rand in home loans that have been dispersed over the period. So that's certainly in line with our expectations and getting really good traction. And I think what's interesting is that about 80% of our home loans were switchers. Okay. So existing home loans where clients got them repriced and they switched the home loan to Discovery Bank. So it gives us a really good quality base to build on. And, you know, I think we've seen really good activity.
One of the key sort of components, I mean, it's the DNA of Discovery, is the behavioral approach, the nudges, the aspects of helping people and rewarding them for it. Perhaps it stands out best. One of the things I saw in the results presentation, credit loss ratio, well below market average. And this isn't because perhaps you've got nicer clients or anything like that. This, I would imagine, is a large chunk of that is as a result of the behavioral approach.
Yeah, very much so. The model itself, as you say, is behavioral in nature. So we tend to, you know, our clients tend to manage their money better.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows us to attract a good quality client and then to guide them in terms of managing their risk. And if they do, you know, they pay much lower rates of interest on their mm-hmm. credit and they earn more on their savings. And so, you know, I think that notwithstanding the fact that the credit book has grown significantly year on year, the credit loss ratio itself is materially below the market average and continues to track very, very well. So the model itself is playing out exceptionally well. And our Vitality Money program, which is the basis of our behavioral financial program,
mm-hmm.
really coaches clients to manage their finances better. And as they do, they move through statuses. You know, it's gamified. They go to bronze, to silver, to gold. Diamond status clients are basically AAA rated. We see virtually zero defaults in those clients. And what's interesting is it's income agnostic.
I was going to say, this doesn't matter what my salary is. This is my behavior.
Exactly. So we see people with lower incomes who manage their money really well, and they're fastidious and diligent and disciplined,
mm-hmm.
getting to high Vitality Money statuses. They benefit through the value that they get back in lower interest rates, as an example. But we benefit through this very, very low credit loss ratio that we're seeing. So it really is a win-win.
Yeah. I mean, a win-win's a cliche, but sometimes it actually sort of actually comes out in the numbers. Then it's a reality. We'll leave it there. Hilton Kohner, CEO at Discovery Bank. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.